Hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome to The Swallowfield Show, made by Swallowfield
for Swallowfield.
Okay, so now it is time for the question of the day. What is the question?
Well, today it is, if you could have a superpower, what would it be and why? You have 2 minutes.
Ooh, that's a tough one, but I would have to go with flying, because then you can fly wherever you want and not have to pay for anything.
But surely teleporting would be better, because, well, all the flies you would get in your eyes and mouth, it would be disgusting and horrible.
You could wear, like, a mask or something. Think similar, because, like, what's it called? Like, if you had, like, one of those, like, clear things that you put over your face, you can just go like that. Or you can just tilt your head to the side, and you might need to put your hair back if you have long hair, but if you just tilt your head to the side, it'll go to the side of your face, and you can just whack it out the way.
Well, what about your body? There'd be lots of them on there. And also, it would take so long, and what if you wanted to put your head out of a window? You would go just straight flying.
Oh, good point. What about yours?
Well, I would have to say telekinesis, because you could basically, if you wanted an ice cream, you could take it from an ice cream van and just pop it straight into your hand.
That is true. But what about if someone might, when people might use you to get stuff? Like, they might say, oh, can you get this for me? And can you get that for me? And it would be very tiring.
Well, I would just say no.
That would be true. Okay, next up, we have Zach and Alec with some fun facts.
Woo! Hi, I'm Alec.
And I'm Zach.
And today we have some more fun facts just for you.
Yay! So, Alec, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So, we know how micronations exist. Well, turns out there's actually 3 countries in the British Isles because one tiny one is missing. And it all goes to Sealand because it's very, very smaller, or just way smaller than the Vatican. And it's also because it's just a boat used in World War II to protect the front line in the Blitz.
Wow, I did not know that, Alec. Thank you. Now, it's my time. Did you know that the house cat is the most successful feline predator, able to catch mice and small rodents, such as rats as well? Okay, do you want to have another one?
Oh, I don't have anyone. And did you also know Vincent van Gogh cut his ear off?
Oh my God, that sounds horrific. Well, now my time. I've saved this one last. Did you know the most expensive milkshake is made from 3 types of cream, a rare caramel sauce made from donkey milk, and edible 23-carat gold? Okay, that's all we have time for. Thank you.
Woo! And now it's time for the Grumble Garage. This is the part of the show where we Swallowfielders have to pick our biggest pet peeves, those little things that drive us completely bananas, and try to convince Mr. Plumley and Mr. Carter to delete them from existence forever. If our arguments are strong enough, they'll press the button and banish it for good. But if not, well, we'll just have to keep on grumbling.
The Grumble Garage.
Okay, so Alex,
yeah.
What would you like to put into the Grumble Garage?
Well, the screechy noise when a fork and plate scratches together.
All right, okay, why? I understand why, but
what do
why?
You mean? So hang on, I can't picture it. So you mean when a plate is finished?
No, then like when you're having your plate and then your fork just scratches trying to get your food.
Yeah, oh, well, that squeak.
Screechy, yeah. Scratchy yeah. Sound.
Yes, yeah, so bad.
Okay.
How does it make you feel when you hear it?
Sicky.
Sicky?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a horrible sound.
It is. Who makes the most noise when they're eating then? at home?
My friends and everyone, yeah.
Your friends, yeah.
What, friends in the canteen?
Yeah. They know how bad it is, and they just go like, ah.
What's that? Hang on. So that's slightly different. Someone's doing it on purpose.
Sometimes, but they do it accidental. Then I make that like, ah, they do it again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Wow.
Those people.
Okay.
So what would you, you're going to have something, if people are eating, there's got to be some sort of sound. So what are you going to replace it with?
Hello, my name's Alex.
So every time that a knife goes across a plate, it's going to be...
Hello, my name's Alex. Hello, my name's Alex.
Okay.
Hello, my name's Alex.
Okay. Would that not be more annoying?
No, because my name's Alex.
Yeah, but my name's not Alex, and I don't want to hear...
My name's Alex. My name's Alex.
Every time I try and pick up a pea. Why would that be better? That's awful. In fact, I'm going to put that into the Grumble Garage or whatever already.
What, the name Alex?
Yeah, and the fact of being repeated with...
My name's Alex.
Okay. So, how would you solve it then? So would you get rid... What is it? The fact that the noise? So it wouldn't make any noise, or would you get rid of the eating utensil?
It wouldn't get... So it doesn't make any noise.
So, right, so are you going to put a cover over the knife and fork? Is it the plate that's the problem, or do you think it's the knife and fork?
I think it's the plate.
So if it's on plastic, it wouldn't make that sound, would it?
No.
So is it the sound that you're trying to get rid of, or is it, do we need to buy new plates?
Do we need to buy rubber plates?
It's the sound.
Okay, Alex, we'll think about it. We'll get back to you.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for taking part.
Well, I'm not sure if this would affect anyone's opinions, but it may seem a little bit bad for some that like it. And that might be pomegranates.
Whoa! Oh, that's controversial. What's wrong with pomegranates?
I know about pomegranates, but I've never tried them before, but I kind of don't like eat those little seeds is because sometimes you can accidentally swallow them and get a little uncomfortable.
Do you know what's weird? I've got to stop here. Alec,
yeah?
I actually have exactly the same opinion, and I've never tried pomegranates before. I hate them. I despise pomegranates, and I have never, ever tried it.
Hang on. Is it what they look like? Is that what it is? Or is it the size? What is
I'm
it?
I'm pretty sure it could it'd probably be the inside seeds of them. Or probably the...
I'm totally with him.
Or probably the top part out of the vine. It wasn't uploaded, which is probably like this on how it would just seem a little bit flat.
You're passionate about this, aren't you? Both of you.
I like it. No, I'm. Do you know what I don't like? The seeds. They look harder. They look like, why would you eat seeds? Why would you eat a tray of seeds?
I get,
and they look like bubbles as well. They look like what you get in, what's it called, boba tea?
I thought it was bubble tea. Is it boba tea?
It's boba tea, isn't it?
Is that a Star Wars tea?
No, boba tea.
Right.
Or an adjective.
I get that a pomegranate, the actual fruit, is very deceiving, isn't it? Because when you look at it, it looks quite nice. And then you open it up and it's just... It's just sludge and seeds.
Sludge and seeds. It's not something that I want to put on my menu ever. Sludge and seeds. How can you defend a pomegranate?
But, okay, so, well, I can't get my head around this. So when you drink or eat something that's pomegranate flavour...
Never have, never will. Flat out, no. That's a hard pass. No, just won't.
Wow.
Even if it... No, no, yeah, no. I wouldn't. I'm not missing out on anything. My life is full without pomegranates in it.
So, Alec, have you not tasted anything that's pomegranate flavour at all?
I'm not sure. Haven't. I don't usually check in ingredient lists, though.
I reckon pomegranate would be right up there. Does contain pomegranate. Seeds of bubble of nothingness.
Because they're pretty crunchy.
Ooh, that's even worse. Sludgy, crunchy seeds.
You can't beat a crunchy sludge.
No. Alec, we have to discuss it and think about it, but I think I know where this one's going. It's going straight in the bin of pomegranates.
I don't know anyone who could defend it, really.
Oh, I know. Strongly. It was like I planted that in your head, Alec. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
No worries.
The Grumble Garage.
Wow, that was a really fun game. Let's play another one.
Yeah, sure. How about we play Two Truths and a Lie?
Sounds good. And remember, you guys at home can play along too.
Welcome to Two Truths and a Lie. So this is where we have our Swallowfielders in front of us. They are going to try and convince us that all three things that they are telling us are the truth. We have to work out through questioning which one is the lie. Harrison.
So the first one is, I performed at the Milton Keynes Theatre. The second one is, I can breathe underwater for over 1 minute. And the third one is, I've been to a Taylor Swift concert.
Right.
Okay, Aquaman.
I know it.
Well, because he's not a fish, I think.
the highest score.
Show us the gills.
I was saying that though.
Do you mean hold your breath underwater?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've done that.
But actually,
I've done
that.
I don't know. Yeah, you can't breathe underwater.
Because I've seen videos of him at the Taylor Swift concert, and I was with him at the Milton Keynes Theatre.
Wait, can I just ask, what were you performing at the theatre?
It was like a group activity with, it was loads of other people, but we were like dancing.
But what were you like dancing to?
I can't remember the
music.
Name of it.
Or you thinking, are you thinking it could have been Dunstable Theatre or
yeah.
a different theatre? Interesting. I think you know the answer, Amy. I think you know the answer for me. Alex, do you want to have a guess?
Biggest theatre.
Theatre? I thought you were going to go, I think it's the fish.
Me too.
Okay, Amy, what do you think is the fib?
I think it's the fish one.
Fish one? Okay, so theatre. Fish. Romy?
Fish.
What's the truth? Hang on, Mr. Carter.
I've forgotten now. Where's the fish come into it? What, holding your breath? Is that
yeah.
a fish?
Yeah.
What was the other one?
My fourth fact is that I am an orangutan.
So we got the theatre, we have being an Aquaman, and what's the other one? What was the other
I've
one?
I've been to a Taylor Swift concert.
And Amy said that she's seen you, so it's got to
she
be...
was there with him?
Yeah.
So no, she was there.
She was there at the theatre.
I've seen my parents are quite close.
Okay. That's all he texted me about the whole day.
Oh, well.
And he wouldn't so which one do you
think? I don't think he can last 30 seconds holding his breath underwater.
So you think the fish one?
Yeah.
Right, which one, Harrison, is the fib?
The lie is I can hold my breath underwater for over 1 minute.
Yes!
No!
Yeah, winners.
Well done.
Yeah, well, you said I can breathe underwater.
Yeah, oh, that's true, actually.
That is true.
Yeah.
No one can breathe underwater.
Apart from Aquaman.
I mean, actually, that was a lie anyway, so.
Fair. On that note, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, that is all we have time for today. Alex, would you like to end with a joke?
Why not? What is the happiest letter of the alphabet?
I don't know. What is the happiest letter of the alphabet?
I would tell you, but you have to wait till next episode next month.
Oh, okay then. Bye, everybody.
Bye.